This is Christian Living Radio, and you are listening to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with Landlord and Mike D.
This is recording artist Reggie Campbell, and you are listening to Christian Living Radio. It's a lifestyle. I've got joy.
Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America. First Caribbean artist for the week, coming in all the way from Freeport, Bahamas, a veteran in the gospel music industry, Mrs. Vanessa Clark and friends, with her latest single called Going Through. When you want to get to the holies of holies, Vanessa Clark and friends will get you there. You know, you listen to that song, man, very powerful. And you know, the team wants you to know today that it doesn't matter what you are going through today, that it won't last. You are just going through it, okay? Amen. And now, to my brother, from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome the dynamic, world-renowned minister, businessman, entrepreneur, record company owner, community activist, great family man, and downright good people. 9-time Stellar Award recipient, Pastor Charles Jenkins. Pastor, welcome, my brother. How are you?
Mike D, all of those words apply to him, ladies and gentlemen. He's the man. It's good to be with you, Mike.
Oh, man, always an honor, sir. Always an honor.
Welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show, Pastor Charles Jenkins.
Well, Landlord, it's always great to be with you and to all of my family around the world. It's always a blessing.
That's awesome. You know, there is so much going on right now due to this COVID-19. Innocent black men and women getting murdered by folks that have sworn in to protect them. All kind of looting and, I mean, so much things going on. Really and truly, Pastor, what do you think America and the world needs right now?
You know, it has been so much. With the pandemic, the COVID-19, I think on that front, you know, because it's airborne, because you don't know when you leave your home, whether it could be in the grocery stores, it could be anywhere. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that we feed and fuel our immune systems. And so I think that everybody's got to do their own homework, consult with their doctors, read up on what are the things you need to be eating to strengthen your immune system, build up your cells, and build up a resistance to this pandemic that they say millions are going to get. But I think that if we are proactive, we don't have to worry about being reactive. And I think it's important for us to do the best we can to put ourselves in the best possible position to be able to withstand the virus. I'm not sure it's going anywhere. On the innocent black man being killed, you know, I want to try to make this succinct. But, you know, what it's really all about is this whole idea of racists not seeing black people, not just black men, but black people as equal. Mm-hmm. We were kings and queens in Africa. We are still kings and queens. We were minding our business. Our people are merchants and miners, and we're trading with Spain and with the Dutch and with the English and with those in Mediterranean terrain. And it wasn't enough to do business with us because Africa was rich with gold and ivory and other minerals, diamonds, and so many other things. They went from trading with us to seizing upon us, kicked us out of our own land, and we ended up in all of these parts of the world with their intent for us to be forever subservient and subordinate. And so this whole thing is about a culture of people coming to grips with the idea that black people are equal to every other race, and to be respected, to be honored, and to not be mistreated in a way that proves of the whole concept and whole idea of inequality. And so I think that's what it's all about. And I think people have got to embrace the truth that there is a disconnect when it comes to how we are viewed from an equality standpoint. And that starts at the heart. Mm-hmm. And I think people have to repent. I think people have to acknowledge it's wrong. And I think people that will repent have to turn away from those philosophies and ideas. And most non-black people who have strong stigmas about black people don't have black friends. Mm. And so you got to open up your friend circle and open up your heart and love, because at the core of everything that's happening is hate.
Wow. Mm.
Good word, Pastor. Good word.
Yeah, man, that's a mouthful, man. Trust me, you know, man, you deep, man. You know, you're going straight down to the root, man. And, you know, everything you said makes plenty sense. Plenty sense.
This is ChristianLivingRadio.com.
Man, I know you're working on that new music, man. Man, when is it coming out? When is your album coming out, man? Wow.
You know, I'm gunning for July. I'm going to have a date. I'm in mixing. I'm making the final touches to it.
Okay.
I'm so excited because every single song, I'm going to have everybody singing out loud. The altos, sopranos, tenors, bass, baritones, and no tones. The folks that can't sing at all, I'm going to have them singing to the top of their lungs.
Amen, brother. Amen.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome, you know. But we can't wait to get a copy of that album. I'm sure it's going to be off the chains. Pastor, a longtime fan of yours from St. Lucia. His name is Shem Luce, a gospel artist doing really, really well in the Caribbean. And he has a question for you. He wants to know, how do you remain grounded and steadfast in faith while gaining success in this destructive world, as we would call it?
You know, that's a fantastic question. How, and I appreciate that question. How do you remain grounded? At least for me, I think it's a handful of things. I think number one is understanding the source of my abilities, my skills, my capacity to create, to understand, to comprehend. I think that's number one. Mm-hmm. I know that everything that I have capacity-wise, God has given it to me. And that's not just skill set. That's the ability and capacity to comprehend, understand. Mm-hmm. That's one. Number two, the source of the success. Yes, we work hard. Yes, we give our time and our talent and our ability, and we apply ourselves. But to know that God makes it possible for us to be successful. And so I think knowing your source is at the core. When you know that it happens because of God and with God, you try to stay close to God. I say to people all the time when they ask me about my songwriting and you know, you got another hit and then you did it again. and how did you do it? And my answer is always, the creator never runs out of creativity. Creativity comes from the creator. And so if you stay close to the creator, he will enable you to be creative. And so I think at the core of staying grounded is knowing that all of my help comes from God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother. And you got that right.
Mm-hmm.
We do thank you for letting God use you like you do, though.
Amen. No, I appreciate it so much. And I got a new album coming. And Landlord, I got some music on the new record. I got a song called Worthy is the Lamb.
Okay.
That it reeks of that, those international sounds that our people love so much. I got steel drums.
Wow.
and shakers and all of the instrumentation. At least I'm trying to bring some to my family over there, and so I can't wait for y'all to hear it. I'm gonna drop it this summer.
Oh, I can hardly wait, man. Wow.
That's great, man. That's great. I can't wait to hear it, man. You know, we here in the Caribbean and, you know, throughout the Bahamas, man, we love your music, and it'll be good to hear, you know, some of that awesome music coming from you, man. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
To all of my family and friends in the Bahamas and the Caribbean, much love. Thank you so much, Landlord and Mike D.
The question is, when you're standing at a crossroads,
what do you do?
Real sweet, when a fork is in the road.
When a fork is in the road, what do you do?
when the world is on your shoulders?
When the world is on your shoulders, what do you do?
When your back is up against the wall.
When your back is up against the wall.
Come on.
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
You hold on.
You hold on.
And keep the faith. Tell somebody on your row, say,
keep the faith.
Come on, tell somebody sitting around you, keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, encourage somebody else, keep the faith. When there's nowhere else to look.
When there's nowhere else to look.
Where do you turn?
Where do you turn?
When there's nowhere else to turn.
When there's nowhere else to turn.
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
When there's nowhere else to go.
When there's nowhere else to go.
What do you do?
What do you do?
When there's nothing else to do.
When there's nothing.
You gotta remember, you're in the Master's hand.
In the Master's hand.
And the Master has a plan.
And the Master has a plan.
So hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
And keep the faith.
Jenkins and Fellowship Chicago. Keep the faith. Have faith in God. You know, as they say, nobody ever said faith would make all things easy. Faith helps to make all things possible. And Keep the Faith from Charles Jenkins and Fellowship Chicago is a big, big song. And that song will also be on an album due to be released this summer from Charles Jenkins and Fellowship Chicago. Charles Jenkins, along with Fellowship Chicago, have number one albums and number one songs. And that anointed collection of great recordings from Charles Jenkins and Fellowship Chicago started back in 2012 with their huge, internationally popular song, Awesome. And we want to thank the gifted Charles Jenkins for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Charles Jenkins is a 9-time Stellar Award recipient, landlord. Music is the international language, and there ain't nothing like gospel music.
Of course, Mike, you know, Pastor Jenkins has been toiling in the gospel vineyard for years, and he brought us many powerful, uplifting songs that has literally brought millions of people out of many horrible situations. You know, as an artist, we are doctors of the mind. Like David, music was to Saul when he was having a demonic attack. Music was his therapy. Coming up next is a gifted, awesome brother from out of Guyana. He is a pastor kid. He grew up in the church, and now he's a worship leader and one of the top Caribbean gospel artists. He goes by the name of Samuel Meraz. Check out his single called Move.
come. We want your kingdom come. I wanna see it come on.
Samuel Medas, move. All good and perfect things come from above. And Jesus has never steered me wrong, landlord.
Yeah, that was Samuel Medas from Guyana with his single called Move. Very nice track, plenty energy. You know, one thing about Caribbean people, we have so much to be thankful for. You know, we are a blessed people with so much talent, and we are using it for the kingdom and using it for the Lord. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show. What word of encouragement would you like to leave with us today?
Yeah, landlord. Of course, Frederick Douglass was a slave back in the 1800s in the U.S., and he got his freedom. And he was a freedom struggler and activist forever.
Okay.
Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Frederick Douglass said that.
Awesome. Well, at this time, I want to thank Pastor Charles Jenkins for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And I also want to thank you, our faithful listeners, for always taking the time to follow and listen to us every week. We appreciate you. We love you. And we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. But before we close out, we want to leave one more song with you from Pastor Wayne Studder featuring Marion Hall, formerly known as Lady Saw from out of Jamaica, with their latest track called Jesus Junkie. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Pastor Wayne.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost God to pray.
Some people say my man, oh, yeah. Say me insane.
Jesus junkie and I can't get enough.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Sweet Holy Ghost, I am hooked on this stuff. One day I'll overdose and I'll never come back.
You got that right.
This is ChristianLivingRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to Christian Living Radio.
ChristianLivingRadio.com.
You are now listening to ChristianLivingRadio.com.
Sometimes it gets so hard when you're back on the wall, but he done paid it all. My Christian living walk, this Christian living dog, we do this for the kingdom, yeah, we taking charge. You can ask Kenyatta, gon' ask Roberta, ain't nothing that's gon' stop us from serving Satan murder. Drawing closer to God, putting the flesh aside, for Yahshua we ride, for Yahshua we die. Something I can't deny, put that on everything, God over everything. Do not be conformed, you cannot stay the same, you gotta be transformed. Gon' renew your mind, Christ lives inside of me. Word to my inner man, we Christian living man. Word to my inner man, this Christian living man.
Christian living ready, yo. 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 Christian living ready, yo.
Christian living radio.
All right, thank you for tuning in to Christian Living Radio today and the Caribbean and North American hit gospel show with Landlord and Mike D. We know that it was phenomenal. It always is. I want to say a shout out to my brother Landlord. We love you, man. And you guys stay tuned in and tell people about us. Share this good news, the word that we've got. Christian Live Radio, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, bringing you the hits and everything that you need. If you need to contact us, email us at ChristianLivingRadio@gmail.com, and I will personally reach back out to you. You know, we not only bring you the hits, but we have great teachings on here, and I'm getting ready to start my series back up of getting rid of your stinking thinking. That's going to be part of my book, and it's going to be phenomenal. I hope, I pray, and I believe God for it. You can reach out to us also. Follow us on Instagram, Christian Living Radio, or find us on Twitter at CLR_ministry, or Facebook, ChristianLivingRadio.com. And you can catch us on all the other media outlets such as Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Cashbox,
SoundCloud,
Spreaker, Podbeam, Sonus, Google Play. Download our app. We're on Player FM as well. We are worldwide global ministry bringing you the best in music, gospel, and teachings. We're getting ready to expand. Attention to all ministers, pastors, preachers, independent artists. If you're looking for an outlet, contact us via the email address I gave to you earlier, and we will be more than happy to assist you in your needs. This is Pastor G. May God's best be yours.
ChristianLivingRadio.com plays the best Christian music. Hip hop, pop, R&B, and praise that will feed your spirit and fortify your soul. We're not here to tickle your ear. ChristianLivingRadio.com.